Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to encourage you to get ready. We get ready to go back into a message entitled Save Yourselves. Amen. We're going to look at the scripture in a few minutes, and I want to show you that the term save yourself is in the Bible, and everything that's in the Bible is in there for a reason. So we want to look at what the apostles meant when they said save yourself, because the teaching now is Christ gonna do everything for you. Now, I will admit that the Bible said that when we was without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. And it says by his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. But now that Christ has saved you and strengthened you and given you the power of the Holy Ghost, now you have the power to live a righteous life and work righteousness. The Bible says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. So it's time for you to do righteousness now. There's a lot of messages in the airways, on television, on the internet, and in Christendom. And these messages are suggesting that you do nothing, that Christ is going to do everything for you. And you know, we don't treat our own children that way, and neither will God treat us that way. Glory to God. There was a time when we couldn't help ourselves, and he went to that cross, shed his precious blood, sent back his Holy Spirit. Now we don't have that excuse. Now we are commanded to walk in obedience to these scriptures through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said it's Christ in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. But that's in the spirit, because it's your spirit that's born again, and it's in your spirit that the grace of God resides, but it's in your soul that you choose to walk in obedience to God. As you choose God day by day, and as you choose to do what this Bible says, the grace of God gives you power and comes alongside to help. The Holy Ghost is a helper. He's not necessarily a doer. God is not going to do this book for you. You got to walk in obedience to the word of God through the power of the Spirit now that you're saved. So let's go to Acts chapter 2. We're going to begin reading at verse 40 down to verse 42. And I want to read a few scriptures leading up to the last part of this teaching, save yourselves. Peter said, save yourselves from this untowards generation. Look at what the Bible says. It says, and with many other words did he testify and exalt, saying, save yourselves from this untowards generation. Now, you can't cut this out the Bible. You can't twist this and say this is what it means and it don't match other scriptures. You got to look at what Peter said, and you got to go to other scriptures to let it interpret what Peter said, because the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation, which means the scriptures supposed to interpret the scripture. Don't let someone read these scriptures and look at them and say that ain't what that means. No, if they say that, go find a scripture to prove that ain't what that means. Glory to God. And you'll hear these terms many times when people are trying to give a definition to these scriptures. But I'm going to take you to other scriptures, and I want you to see what it means. Because every doctrine that is taught should be line upon line, precept upon precept, hear a little and dare a little. Everything in the word of God supposed to match. If you have a message violating part of the Bible, that message is not from God. God can't anoint that, because a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Glory to God. And you can take and turn the truth into a lie. Now, in this situation, Peter had preached on the day of Pentecost, because the Holy Ghost had failed, and people, some of them was mocking, some of them was wondering at the wonderful things that God was doing. But some of them began to say, these men are full of new wine. And Peter stood up and lifted up his voice with the 11 apostles, and he began to preach. And again, he said, and with many other words did he testify and exalt, saying, save yourselves from this untowards generation. So there was many other things Peter had to say in that message on the day of Pentecost that's not recorded right here in Acts chapter 2. But you can go elsewhere elsewhere in the Bible and see pretty much what the Holy Ghost had in mind. Glory to God. But let's keep reading. Verse 41. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, the same day there was added unto them 3,000 souls. Look at verse 42. It says, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayer. See, Peter said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now, he said this after he told the people how to be saved. So when you get saved, now you have to turn around and understand what it means to save yourself. What he's simply saying is when you've been saved and you've been delivered from sin and you've been snatched out of a dangerous situation, now save yourselves by not going back that way. Save yourselves by obeying what these apostles are teaching you. Because notice the next verse, the Bible said when they came in the church that they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. How did they get the apostles' doctrine? Because there was many other words that Peter taught the people. He taught them what to do. Let's go to another passage in the Word of God, and let's look at the Apostle Paul. 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. The Bible said, till I come, give attendance to reading and exhortation to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. This is what you have to do to save yourself after you've been saved. Look at what Paul said in verse 16. Take heed unto thyself, still talking about the self, and unto the doctrine, saying the same thing Peter said. You got two witnesses now, and in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word be established. He said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. This is the doctrine these early apostles laid down throughout the scripture. Don't take an epistle where Paul or Peter or some of these guys was correcting the church and make that the doctrine only, but take the overall mind of the scripture and the doctrine of the apostles and what they taught and establish yourself in it. So he said, take heed to thyself and to the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So how do you save yourself? You get saved and then you stay saved. And the way you stay saved is by continuing in this Bible. Glory to God. You continue in this word. Peter said, save yourself from this untoward generation. This is a crooked generation. This is a warped generation. This is a generation that's gone off course. There's all types of teachings in the atmosphere. There's grace messages coming telling you you're okay in sin. God don't punish sin no more. There's a dual cross message coming. One cross message say, believe in the cross, but you can't stop sinning. Another cross message say, believe in the cross, and you can't sin. Now, I agree you shouldn't, but there ain't no such thing as what you can't, because you're not made a robot by believing in the cross. And then there's a cross message that say, believe in the cross. You don't need discipleship. The Bible said disciples was the more added to the church. How you don't need discipleship? Glory to God. You need to be discipled. The Bible said that these disciples was disciplined ones. Glory to God. You have to get saved, and now you got to save yourself. You have responsibility. And for any of these messages to take you away from what these apostles said, that's a false spirit, and that's a false message that's in the body of Christ, because these scriptures are true. Now look at what James said. James 1, starting verse 21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluousness and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. That's telling you that the soul still got to be saved. The soul is the self. And the Bible says, save yourself from this untoward generation. How do you do that again? Get saved and stay saved, and stay saved by establishing yourself in this doctrine and walking in it daily. You have to do that. Jesus Christ is not going to obey these scriptures for you. You have to obey them yourself. Now, if you let someone fool you and twist these scriptures and make you think he going to obey these scriptures for you, then you're going to be on that Broadway. And I pray that you hear what the Spirit said to the church. Look at the next verse. It says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. If you hear this word and don't do it, you are literally deceiving yourself. Verse 23, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer. He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. You got to do some deeds. There's a teaching that you don't have to do nothing. But Jesus said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have the right to the tree of life. He spoke that through his apostle John on the Isle of Patmos. Glory to God. And this is after the cross, after the resurrection, after the ascension. He's still saying you got to do something. Look at James 1 verse 26 and 27. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridle it not his tongue, this man's religion is vain, the Bible said. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widow in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. What did Peter mean by save yourselves from this untoward generation? Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Once you've been cleaned up by the power of the blood, born again experience through the Holy Ghost by calling upon the name of Jesus, now keep yourself unspotted from the world. This is how you save yourself from this untoward generation. Now, look at Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 21. I'm going to let Jesus validate this. And anyone that twists Jesus' words and these apostles' words, the Bible said, don't even bid him Godspeed. Hallelujah. Look at what it says. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, watch what Jesus said. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, you have to do the word. Calvary didn't exempt you from doing the word. Just because you believe in the blood, just because you believe in grace, you are not exempt from working righteousness and walking in this word. You still have to do it. That's why he saved you, and that's why he empowered you. Now save yourselves from this untoward generation by coming, hearing this word, and doing it according to the apostles and according to Jesus. Let me finish this statement. I will liken you unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. That's what Jesus said when you do what he say. And look at Luke 6 verse 46 and verse 47. And then we're going to go into the remainder of the message today entitled Save Yourselves. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? If you call him Lord, why are you not obeying him? If you call him Lord, why you let messages come forth as if you don't have to obey him? You don't have to walk in his commandments. You don't have to do nothing. He gonna do it all for you. No, these are liars, and this is the Antichrist spirit that God said would come. These scriptures will never die. Let's read it again. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth these sayings of mine and do them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is a wise man. Let's go now into the message entitled Save Yourselves, and for a subtopic, Save Yourselves from this untoward generation. How do you save yourself? You get saved and you establish yourself in this word and stay saved and keep yourself unspotted from the world. Let's go now into the message. God bless you.
You got to come alive again to sin and choose to go do it to sin. So these are sin preachers preaching Monday through Friday, and that's what we confronted in love. And God told me when we pray, let's pray that the scales will fall off these people's ears so they can hear this word of truth. So pray with me when you're praying in your spare time. He's ready. Are we ready? They teach, he that without sin cast the first stone. And then they use it and teach it as a doctrine. What would that scripture really say? John 8 verse 7. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And they take that scripture and they'll teach a doctrine. Nobody is without sin. First of all, nobody was born again in that situation. First of all, if you're going to use this scripture and teach a doctrine, these people were not born again. Okay. Second of all, if you keep reading, look at what Jesus said. See, they take that one scripture and build a doctrine. These are called sin preachers. They preach Monday through Friday. It's dominant in this city. If you keep reading, the scripture said, she said, no man, Lord, because he asks, if anybody condemn you, she said, no man, Lord. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now, see, they take that scripture, but Jesus said even to a woman that wasn't born again, go and sin no more. Why they didn't add that? Because if I want to deceive you, I'll take a scripture and preach a doctrine, and then that scripture is out of order. You didn't put that thing line upon line, precept upon precept, and that's why multiple millions of people are being deceived. Because the preachers are slick. But we're in an age now where the people are going to catch on to these winds of doctrine. We're going to learn how to save ourselves from this untoward, this warp, this perverse, and this winding generation. And then Jesus said in the next verse, he said, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He literally told the woman, okay, anybody condemn you? No. He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then he taught her, anybody following me shall not walk in darkness. He literally taught the woman and everybody that's listening, this is how you go and sin no more. Follow me. Come on, follow me. I'm going to Calvary. I'm going to shed my blood. And when I come, send the Holy Ghost back, I'm going to give you a new birth and you can live without sin. But they don't teach it like that. But that's what the scriptures say. That's how people get hoodwinked. See? And I promise you, in every scripture in the Bible, it tells you what it means somewhere in that chapter or somewhere else in the Bible. Scripture interpret scripture. I'm going to run through these real fast because I can't go through them all, but I can give you all the scriptures they teach. Glory to God. But here's some other doctrine. Then I'm going to close, I promise you, because I see my time. All right, there's another doctrine called the Grace Revolution. Here's what they mainly teach. They teach that under this fake grace, it's a fake grace. Under this grace revolution, a lot of, like the way Chief Apostle said, why we need a grace revolution? You mean we want to evolve from the original meaning of grace? That's what this grace revolution is doing, is trying to evolve. No, let's go back to what the Bible said grace is. Grace teach you to deny godliness and worldly lust, that you live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. And any grace that don't tell you that grace came from Satan, and a wind of doctrine came to people. That's not God's grace. This grace revolution teach people that under this grace revolution, God don't punish your sins no more. You can sin, and now you don't reap for your sin. You don't have no more penalty for your sins. Now they recently start teaching how you can get out of confessing them. And if you feeling condemned when you sin, that's the devil. Rebuke him and keep on going. One preacher taught, he was talking about this grace, a major preacher. He got up and said, this grace is so powerful, you can commit adultery and you're still righteous. You can come out of the adultery and lift your hands and say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I promise you, that's what they teach you. I tell you no lie. We done heard it firsthand. That's what this grace revolution is teaching. It teaches that they cover sin. It teaches you're still righteous when you sin. Now, there's a dual cross message. People preaching cross, cross, cross. Now, I love the cross and I love the blood, but I'm not going to preach it and use it like these guys doing. It's a dual cross message out here. It's predominant right here in this city. And the first cross message, they preach the cross and they preach the blood. Then they turn around and sit down and say, it's impossible to stop sinning. Promise you. Am I right? That's what they teach in the entire city and the entire nation. No such thing as sinless perfection. You can't stop sinning. You're going to always have the presence of sin in your life. And they preach in the cross and the blood every single day. And multiple millions of people being taken in by it. They teach justification by faith. Now, the Bible really said justification by the faith of Christ. When you study that, he was talking about the faith of Christ. Because the word faith is only mentioned twice in the Old Testament. And what the Old Testament saints did was believe. It was human faith. They just believed God as far as they could believe God, and God honored that. But the word faith shows up twice. And one, the first time it shows up, God diagnosed Israel, and he said their problem is they have no faith. The next time the word faith show up in the Old Testament, he said, I'm going to send the faith. And the faith, the Bible said we was kept under the law until faith was revealed. Jesus brought the faith. But when they say justification by faith, don't think they talking about the same thing the Bible talking about, because they said just believe in the cross and the blood and you don't have to stop sinning. You can still go to heaven. That's what they teach. I done examine them. God had me examine them. Hallelujah. And I promise you, I ain't going to encourage you to go listen to all of it, but I promise you, this is what they teach. Hallelujah. Now, the other cross message, that's this brother I was telling y'all about. The other cross message, he come out preaching you can live without sin. That's what caught me. See, I didn't test his spirit. I should have tested the spirit on him opposed to his message. because he came out preaching that you can live without sin. Well, man, he caught my attention. And I listened to him 6 months. And finally, the Holy Ghost finally told me what this guy was about. This guy teaching that if you just believe strongly in the cross and in the blood, it's automatic. You won't never sin. And you don't have to, you don't need no, this is what he teach. You don't need to be discipled. Now, the Bible said that the disciples was added to the church. Disciple mean a disciplined one. He teach you don't need to be discipled. He teach you don't have to obey God's commandment. He teach that you don't need to deny yourself. Is he teach the cross in the sense that you're just a zombie and God gonna do it all for you? That's what he teach. I'm not playing with them, and I love them. I stand up boldly and I take what they teach and I go to the scriptures just like I did right there. Here's what Curtis Lewis teaching. Here's what he's teaching. Now choose you this day whom you're gonna serve. And that's fair. That's fair. Test every spirit. Now, let me close with this. Save yourselves from this untowards generation. What did Peter mean when he said save yourselves? Because he said that after he gave the, I hate to say formula, but for lack of a better word, he gave the formula how to be saved. Repent, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then he turned around and said, now save yourselves. After you're saved, you have the task to save yourself. Let me show you what the Bible means by save yourself. Okay, and then I'm finished. 1 Timothy 4, verse 13 through 16. Till I come, give attendance to reading. Please read your Bible. To exhortation and to doctrine. Give attendance to doctrine. Please attend to that word we heard this morning, the one you hear in the night, the one preached Wednesday. I promise y'all, if you wasn't here Wednesday, please get Wednesday on the CD. And please go back and give attendance to these things the Holy Ghost saying, because this is going to be your life in the days to come. So he says, give attendance to reading, exhortation, and doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, that sheep beget sheep. If we sitting here getting the truth and nobody, you never bringing nobody. He says, he told me something wrong with that. And so we're going to eventually teach on evangelism. But we have a personal responsibility to produce fruit. Every one of us. And I'm telling you, our lives tell off on us. God, we know God speaking here. But what is that word God speaking doing in us? So we got to give attendance to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. The Bible says every one of us should do the work of an evangelist. It says, which was given thee by prophecy, which by the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly unto them. Don't just let this Sunday go by and you didn't give yourself wholly to what was said. Don't you think Apostle Lewis here still trying to impress you? I can preach you. I know something. I ain't up here doing that. And you should know God did this. And what is God saying to you? Through Apostle Lewis, and anybody else you hear, what did God say? That's what this is about. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear to all. I promise you, if we claim we got the Holy Ghost, claim we got the word, you're going to see some fruit. If it's not but one person. And if we don't, that's a revelation to you. And I'm not saying this to harm anybody. And it's God's concern. We're supposed to bear fruit. Take heed to thyself, self. I taught about self-denial, and I'm not really finished with that. Take heed to yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, the doctrine, the things that God been saying, the doctrines of these scriptures. For in doing this, thou shalt save yourself and them that hear you. So when Peter showed them how to get saved, and he turned around and said, now save yourself. How do you save yourself? Give attendance to reading. Go back over these things. Give yourself wholly to them. Continue in this doctrine and you'll save yourself and them that hear you. You got to save yourself now. These doctrines out here, this cross message, these dual cross message telling you, you ain't got to do nothing. It's automatic. That is a trick gospel. Hallelujah. Matthew 5 verse 8 said, blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. How do you save yourself? Keep your heart pure. Save yourself from this untowards generation. He's telling you how to save yourself. Don't let stuff get in your heart. Don't let ill feelings get in you. I don't care what nobody said, what they did to you. I don't care what go on among us. You love. Keep your heart full of love. Let it go. Let it go. Keep your heart pure. Because the pure in heart going to see God. This is how you save yourself after you've been saved. James 4 verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is what Peter was saying. Save yourself. You got to do this. Psalms 24, 3 and 4. Who shall ascend in the hill of the Lord? Who going to go up there? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He going to tell you, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul up to vanity and sworn deceitfully. That's the only person going up. Save yourself from this untoward. This is a crooked generation. People believe a lot of stuff, but save yourself by getting saved and keeping yourself saved. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Psalms 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Save yourself from this untoward generation. How do you save yourself? Hide this word in your heart. God's not going to stuff it in you like that fake cross message tell you. He's not going to stuff this in you. You got to study and you got to meditate and you got to let the Holy Ghost now put this stuff in you, and the fruit will be automatic. Automatic as you act on witnessing and, you know, living right. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And I promise you, this is the last scripture, James 1:21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluousness and naughtiness. When a Christian is born again, you're cleaned up, you're a new creature. There is no filthiness. But in the course of our living, many of us got dirty. God said, sons, lay it down. He that hath this hope, purify himself. The cross message said God gonna do it. No. After the cross has done its job in your life, he said, you save yourself from this untoward generation. How do you save yourself? Lay this stuff down. And then when you start making the choice to lay it down, the Holy Ghost will give you grace and help you. So he said, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluousness and naughtiness, and receive with meekness this engrafted word. This word have to be engrafted in yourself. This word have to be engrafted in your soul. I told you the soul is like tofu. Or the self is like tofu. Whatever you give tofu to, it becomes that. That's the way the soul was designed by God. You give it to this word, you receive this engrafted word, you'll become the word made flesh. Receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Clap your hands and give the Lord a praise offering.
Praise the Lord. We're just about out of time, but I want to thank you for listening to the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast with Apostle Curtis Lewis. And if you would like to call us, glory to God, you can call us at 225-243-9630. That's 225-243-9630. If you'd like to visit one of our services, you can visit us at 10414 Mammoth Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We meet Sunday at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Wednesday at 7 p.m. For more free teaching, go to our website at www.someonecaresministry.org. Come on out and visit with us, 10414 Mammoth Avenue, in one of these services. God bless you. Apostle Lewis said, we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.